With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A big milestone for the Gordie Howe International Bridge. It's been under construction for more than 2,000 days now. It reached that on March 27th. The two sides of the bridge deck should meet up this summer, and it could open in September 2025. A new Seniors Active Living Center program is coming to Kingsville and Amherstburg. The province says the two towns will share $100,000 for that. They host programs like art programs, fitness classes, and continued learning. There's 316 programs across the province now. Leamington has officially appointed Don Williamson its fire chief. He's held the position on an interim basis since last May. Before coming to Leamington, he was with the Lakeshore Fire Department, rising to the rank of chief in 2005. If you know a nurse who deserves recognition, nominations for the annual Lois Fairley Nursing Awards are open. You just need to let the Windsor-Essex chapter of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario know in an essay that's 500 words or less. Lois Fairley, a nurse at the former Grace Hospital, passed away in 2007. A public inquiry heard that Chinese interference cost the Conservative Party up to 9 seats in the 2021 federal election. The Globe and Mail says former Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole testified yesterday. He blamed senior government officials for not warning the public, but also says he doesn't think it changed the outcome of the vote that produced a Liberal minority government. We've been getting hints of what's in the federal budget over the past few weeks, things like more money for housing and a national school food program. But what about new taxes? CTV News says we'll find out for sure on April 16th, but the Minister of Families, Children and Social Development said no. A Toronto judge has ruled that most of Ontario's bans on panhandling are unconstitutional. The Safe Streets Act was introduced by the Mike Harris government in 1999, and the Toronto Star says the ruling pretty much guts the bill. It upheld the ban on panhandling on the road, but quashed it in other public spaces. We now know more about the Canadian aid worker killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Jacob Flicklinger was a military veteran from Quebec who joined the World Central Kitchen last fall. He'd been working in Gaza since early March. The Canadian press says the convoy he was in had just delivered food to a warehouse when the airstrike hit. And the world's oldest man has died. Juan Vicente Perez Mora was 114. CTV News says the Venezuelan would have been 115 by the end of the month. The Jays lost to Houston 8-0. The Tigers-Mets game was postponed, and they'll play a doubleheader later today. The Leafs fell to Tampa Bay 4-1, while in the NBA, a 133-85 loss for the Raptors to Minnesota. The Pistons lost to Atlanta 121-113. Flurries or showers turning into rain later this morning. We'll get up to 7 today. That will turn back into flurries overnight tonight, windy and down to 2, and 7 tomorrow with flurries turning into showers and windy again. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.